אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSolam, in the article Exile and Redemption.
הגלות והגאולה.
Exile and Redemption.
ההרמוניה בין הדת.
Harmony between religion and the law of development, or blind faith.
ובגויים ההם
And among those nations, you will have no repose, and there will be no resting place for your feet. And that which comes to your mind will not be at all. In that you say, we will be as the nations, as the families of the land. The Creator will evidently show us that Israel cannot exist in exile and will find no rest as the rest of the nations that mingled among the nations and found rest and assimilated in them until no trace was left of them. Not so is the house of Israel. This nation will find no rest among the nations until it realizes the verse, and from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, for you will demand him with all your heart and all your soul. This can be examined by studying Providence and the verse that states about us, the Torah is true, and all its words are true. And woe to us as long as we doubt its truthfulness. And we say about all the rebuke that is happening to us that it is chance and blind faith. This has but one cure, to bring the troubles back on us to such an extent that we will see that they are not coincidental, but steadfast providence intended for us in the Holy Torah. We should clarify this matter by the law of development itself. The nature of the steadfast guidance that we have attained through the Holy Torah, as in the path of Torah in Providence, a far more rapid development than the other nations, has come to us. And because the members of the nations developed so, there was always the necessity to go forward and be extremely meticulous with all the mitzvot, with all the commandments of the Torah. And because they would not do so, but wished to include their narrow selfishness, meaning the lowly Shema, this developed the ruin of the first temple, since they wished to extol wealth and power above justice, as do other nations. But because the Torah prohibits this, they denied the Torah and the prophecy and adopted the manners of the neighbors so they could enjoy life as much as the selfishness demanded of them. Because they did so, the powers of the nation disintegrated. Some followed the selfish kings and officers, and some followed the prophets. And that separation continued until the ruin. In the second temple, it was even more noticeable, since the beginning of the separation was publicly displayed there by unvirtuous disciples, headed by Tzadok and Baitos. Their mutiny against their sages revolved primarily around the obligation of Lishma. As our sages said, wise men, be careful with your words. because they did not want to retire from selfishness. They created communities of this deplorable kind and became a great sect called Tzedokim, who were the rich and the officers pursuing selfish desires unlike the path of Torah. They fought against the Prushim, and they are the ones who brought the Roman kingdom's rule over Israel. They are the ones who would not make peace with the imperious, as our sages advised according to the Torah, until the house was ruined and the glory of Israel was exiled.
If there are any questions, please, I'm ready to hear, or do you want to hear that again? The first part. Well, tell me.
There's questions from Kiev and PT8.
I see that they have questions. Let's start from PT8.
רב, איך לעשות שעם ישראל יבין שכל הבא עליהם?
How is it?
זה לא מקרה, זה יד הבורא.
How does the nation of Israel understand that everything that comes to it is not by incident, it's from the Creator, directed from above? How does it happen?
Gradually, that has to be revealed.
אי אפשר אחרת.
Can't otherwise. It comes from an upper source, and that's how it has to be revealed to us. PT6.
As the nation that was such in a high degree suddenly takes itself and throws itself into selfishness,
the Creator created that against that.
What does that mean?
The greater from his friend, so his inclination is greater. And even though we don't understand how it could be, but we look at them with our ego. How can they not overcome? But we don't understand how it's expressed in them.
The question, let's say that we will also taste the taste of bestowal, but we will also be tempted by the ego all the time.
Of course, it has to be that the Creator created this against that, one against the other. Merkaz one.
What is the chance that we will once succeed to go on the path of Torah and not the path of suffering?
It's a 100% chance, but when, that depends on us.
Latin 14.
Latin 14.
And PT 18.
None. PT 18.
What is the state of Yeshar Kel in a person that loves the revelation in this world?
Yes.
War between the nation of Israel and then this, it was something ancient and external, internal, it doesn't end. Where does it take place now?
What does it matter externally against who it's taking place? The main thing is that inside there's the ego that we need to destroy, to defeat.
But it's written here that there were these people that caused Rome to attack, and how now? What are the parts in Israel that can connect? Or is this not an actual problem and everyone needs to connect?
Michael.
You said it correctly.
He
writes here that the nation of Israel has no existence in exile, and it's not like the rest of the nations that mixed with the nations.
Yeah.
What does it mean that the rest of the nations mingled and mixed in?
That all of the nations of the world weren't as they were to begin with, that they have their own roots, but everything got mixed up and all kinds of wars and connections, and the people of Israel is something special. That they didn't mix, obviously they mixed, but not in a way that they write.
And
what is this rest that he's talking about, that we won't be able to find rest in the nations?
That we can't be among the other nations.
You
always get blows, we'll be tossed out, we'll never find rest between them, and won't really be able to mix between them. It always turned out that we found supposedly somewhere convenient and good, and after a few years we're tossed out of there, and that's how it is till today for thousands of years.
What about what's happening today with Israel, where we see a lot of support? There's a lot of places in the world that's supporting Israel.
You wait. It seems to us that we can wait and see it. I don't think it's right.
We're still considered as if we're mixed among the nations, even if we're here in our own country.
It doesn't matter what country it is. It's culture, it's education. In everything we're in, are we captive or not in foreign cultures?
And what is the main difference between the cultures? What is the principle?
Egoistic or altruistic? And that's what's important. Okay. So we have Haifa 3.
Toda.
Thank you. Is the war against the nation of Israel, is the nullification of the evil inclination that's in Israel?
Yes. Latin 14.
Sí, mi querido Rab, mi pregunta va, ¿cómo podemos corregirnos a partir del sufrimiento y no endurecernos más como corazón de piedra? Esa es mi pregunta. Gracias.
How can we get corrected out of this suffering and for it not to invert our heart to be even more difficult like stone?
We first of all have to connect between us, and then our heart will already be softer. And then we'll start coming close to others and giving them a place in our heart.
Woman, help free.
Rav, toda.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean? What is the meaning of the geographic Israel?
We don't learn that now. We have to learn that separately.
It's
also, the geographical Israel belongs to the connection between Israel and the nations, but that's already on a geographic degree.
Thank you.
Woman Moscow 6.
Women Moscow 6.
Thank you very much. know, the places where they expelled the Jews, those countries fell right away. It's like in Spain and all those other places. And what then do the nations of the world need to find some support and understand that only following Israel can we reach harmony and know the Creator? In what way do the nations of the world need to help Israel?
They don't need to exactly help in something, but just to learn. Look what will happen with Russia.
Well, we'll see.
Let's hope that everything will be okay. That everybody will reach a complete connection of their ego. And understand that the main thing is the connection, a good connection.
Why is the nation of Israel shattered so strongly?
Because they're in a worse state than the nations of the world. A worse state.
Нет у них никакого представления о том, что они должны быть вместе.
There's no perception that they have to be together.
But the Creator scattered them.
There's миссия в каждой стране, что он должен
in each
и мое назначение соединиться со всеми.
Place they feel that I'm a Jew and my role, I have this mission, my role is to connect with everyone. But why did the Creator scatter them all over the world for them to gather once again and for them to come to feel this thing?
That they will gather together, but before to sow seeds in every nation they are in. In the exile, they have to plant the seed that it will start growing.
For that reason, Rabbi Akiva was happy the Second Temple was destroyed?
Of course.
PT 12.
Yesterday we did a gathering of friends in the 10, and a friend raised his deficiency. I hope I'm saying it correctly. He wants to ask, where is this intensity of hatred and the separation within the nation and also from the enemies and the outside? Why is it so intense?
It's spiritual forces, and there's nothing to do against them, only the connection between us.
To
the point, constant, persistent,
it'll
gradually help us uplift above the mutual hatred into mutual connection. Okay.
Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Hola, Rab. Hola, Kim Mundial. Rab, nos tocó despertarnos a estos puntos en el corazón por acá en Latinoamérica y
somos posibles entre nosotros mismos receive the privilege to wake up.
And
the Creator woke up our points in the heart, and in South America we're very sensitive and we have this tendency to connect maybe because of the language or the sensitivity in the heart. My question, what is the contribution that Latin America can do for the world clear in order to attain the connection?
America Latinet y
Latin America is a very big country, very big area. What is there, like 20 countries there? And they are all in one language. That's what's interesting. That's why they already have a place for connection. I really respect it. I respect that land
and
the nations there. I was there more than once. I think the future of South America is good. It will bring to the world a good example for connection.
That's it.
PT2.
The state that's depicted here in the article, it reminds us of what's happening in the corporeal land of Israel now. And in history, throughout history, the sages, students did not succeed and the temple shattered. What do we, Bnei Baruch, need to do so this time that we'll succeed?
What do we have to do? Only annul our ego that separates between us and connect in the Creator. That's it.
Is this work between us or is it work towards the nation of Israel?
It's work between us and then from between us towards the nation.
Moscow 1.
Is it correct to look at it this way, that at what's happening in the world, this last conflict, the most recent one that's happening in Israel, it's the Creator as if increasing the resolution, like in a microscope? And is showing me my relations to the ten.
Yes.
Every time increases the resolution, and in such way we see the problems of the past, but in greater sizes.
So my relations in the ten, what's stopping us there?
Your private ego with the same force of bestowal and connection that is in the ten. These two forces contradict each other.
Woman Latin 10.
Women Latin 10.
Bueno, una alegría escucharlo hablar de Latinoamérica. Ojalá lo tengamos pronto en Argentina.
I'm very happy to hear how you speak about Latin America, and we're really expecting to see you here soon in Argentina. The question, everybody wants peace, all the nations, and we as well. But it seems to me that we don't know. What is the peace that we're searching for? What is it?
We are searching for such a peace where everyone feels himself that they are included from all people of the earth, and he's willing to hug and connect with them to such an extent that there won't be any difference between them. And this unity, he wants to raise it to the Creator. That's what we'd want to have. We'd want to feel, discover.
Beseder.
Okay.
Niv.
Where'd you come from suddenly?
I'm popping out of from the family, from the house. There's this protected room here, so I'm here with the family.
And why are you here before us?
Because I want to share something, but first of all, to thank all the friends that in this last week are doing this common action of dissemination. And thanks to this great work of yours, of ours, Rav Lightman received exposure to 23,000 people which were recommended. Rav Lightman, he was recommended to them, not because they were searching for it, but because we were doing this work of what we talked about, that we are raising content, each one from his personal feed, and adding that hashtag, Israel, the nation of Israel. And from that, a lot of people who don't know Rav Lightman were exposed to him. And basically, I want to say two things. First of all, we'll start with the end. All of the guidance was sent and will be sent again at the end of the lesson. But two things that can really improve our results. One, a lot of friends are uploading the content, but they're sharing it. And this is not helping this action. We don't want to share. We want to download the content to our computer or our phone, and then to upload them by ourselves to our page, to our own personal feed. This is the first thing. A lot of people are doing it, and it's a shame to miss out on it. So the right way to do it is to download this file onto your computer and then to upload it to your feed, to your social site. That's the first thing. And secondly, a lot of friends are uploading great content, but they're forgetting the hashtag Am Israel, and there we're losing out on this our common force. It's a waste. If you're making a post, add to that hashtag. Hashtag Am_Israel. It's the underscore is the shift minus. That's how you get that underscore. So ask the friends. Everybody knows how to do it. Again, add the hashtag Am_Israel, the nation of Israel. Ah, great. It's on the screen. Exactly like that. And in this way, we need to make this type of thing, and then we'll receive that common force. So let's continue, and together we'll come out to the whole nation. Thank you.
So for now, we're continuing, Michael.
We can continue, but we're coming closer to the end.
Okay, I got the hint. So, do what you do at the end of the lesson.
Okay, so today at 12 there's the afternoon lesson, live lesson with Rav. And that's it, we'll end with a song.
Yeah.